Paul Blawoski. He is with he's the data school manager for the state of Michigan for the Educational Performance and Information. We know it as CEPI. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. And that's Blawoski?
Blawoski, yes, sir.
Blawoski. All right. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Tony. Beautiful day.
Well, it certainly is. Now, there's a new website that was launched for Michigan Educational Data. Tell us about it.
Well, this is something that we've wanted to do to bring together all of the things that parents and anybody who's concerned with Michigan schools would want to be able to find information about schools that their children or grandchildren or the kids down the street are attending. If you're interested in how your schools compare to other schools in the community, if you're looking to move into a neighborhood and you want to see how the schools are doing, we think this is the place to do that. We've added some all of the school assessment information, MEEP, the Michigan Merit Examination, all of those information, and all of the new school report cards that were just released yesterday are out on our new website at www.myschooldata.com. That's M-I like Michigan, M-I schooldata.org.
MISchooldata.org.
.org. That's correct.
So I bet that's going to get worn out, especially with the No Child Left Behind information coming out. Whose brainchild was this, and how long did it take to put together?
Well, it's something actually that the federal government sort of pushed us in the direction of transparency several years ago when the stimulus, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act funds came out. States that received money under the ARRA were required to undertake several sorts of what are called transparency measures, things designed to let the public see the results of the money that they're putting into government efforts. And one of the things that states are required to do is really to bring together all of this data about schools, you know, in their state. So we've been at this in terms of designing probably for about a year and a half or so in terms of bringing all of these things together. And we're really not done. We're adding to this thing all the time.
How much did it cost?
We've spent about $700,000 in the first year in design and data structuring.
All right. Is it easy to navigate?
We think so. We've tried to be easy to navigate. We've consulted with a lot of parents. We had our State of Michigan's usability lab take a look at it, and we're doing more. We're getting feedback sessions now that we've actually got the site operating. We're going to be going out and asking people for feedback and ideas for improvement.
And as you mentioned, the CEPI is already preparing for the next school Michigan data release, which is planned for late September, correct?
That is absolutely correct, Tony. In September, we are going to be adding a number of items of information. We're going to be adding the graduation rates. We're going to be adding some things about post-secondary enrollment and retention. We're very proud of a system that we've got where we can follow students from school district to school district and track when students are transferring in and out of K-12 schools. We're now able to track those students and tie together the students' record from K-12 to post-secondary. So what we've been able to do is look at how students are doing in terms of post-secondary enrollment, and what we'll be able to do is report by high school how many students who last attended that school 2 years ago have attained at least a year of post-secondary college credit. We're really just able to follow their post-secondary success.
So basically, we are going to have information about these students as they go through the education process, and perhaps it'll help us find out why we're failing to meet some of the standards that we're setting for these kids when they take these tests.
That's exactly correct, Tony.
All right. And before I let you go, for schools to input the information, is this required or is this the information the state already has?
Well, that's a discussion we've been having with the schools for some time. Many of these things are required for distributing state monies. We're using those. Our philosophy is to collect information once and use it many times. Now, the school districts have developed all sorts of student information systems for this, but the reality is that, that this stuff comes in once, it comes in by student, and then we're able to use it in many different ways, Tony.
And you're online.
Yep.
All right.
That's correct.
You sound pretty proud of this.
Yeah, we are. We are. We think it's going to be very useful, Tony. We think it's something that every parent will want to look at their school, their kid's school. Every grandparent will want to look at their kid's school.
All right. That's miSchoolData.org?
That's correct, Tony.
All right. Thanks so much
Thank
for your
you,
time.
Thank you, Tony.